Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not. It's Terry Stafford. And I know I sound like I don't sound like Elvis, do I? I'm Jim Blasingame. You know who I am. Welcome back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's right there on the homepage. And also on the homepage is a survey question, a poll question that we ask every week. We ask a different one. And what I do after we do the poll at the end of the week, I do a little summary of it. I post it on our newsletter to tell you how that poll went that week. And sometimes I write an article about it, and because sometimes the information is pretty interesting, what you tell us. And then, and almost always, I talk about it on the show. I carve out a little corner of the show every week to go over how the poll went. So this is one of your chances to kind of get involved and to make your voice known. And when you click your answer on the poll question on the homepage every week, when you click your answer, it will give you the immediate condition of the poll so far. What are the percentages instantaneously? So click that out, check that out, and click on your answer, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, so last week we asked about climate change. I said, you know, that we've had this really cold winter. Most of America has had a really, really cold winter. We also had, most of us had, a really, really hot summer. So we had extreme summer, we had extreme winter, and so the question was, you know, is this condition more evidence of climate change or global warming, depending on, you know, who you're talking to, or is it just the weather, you know? And that's what we asked. And you know, are you a hand wringer? Are you worried about climate change? Or is it your attitude that, you know, it's weather, you know, it's we got winter in the winter and summer in the summer, it's hot and cold, and it happens, it's been going on for years. So regardless of where you are on this, you have to admit that that the climate has been changing for billions of years before humans ever began discussing it or worrying about it. You know, this weather thing, we've been talking about that. Can you imagine 4,000 years ago, humans not talking about the weather? Of course they were. So we've been talking about this for a long time. But the difference is, right now, human beings have a little more time on our hands, and that more time allows us to worry about it a little bit more, and we have better tools, right? We got better tools to measure these things. And so the measurement has kind of gotten people excited about these things. But so here's what we find out. When we ask you, do you think it's an example of the negative impact of climate change? 28% of our respondents chose that. 28% of the people who we polled on our website and our newsletter and elsewhere said definitely more evidence of a negative impact of climate change. 28%, just under a third. Those who believe the current weather, quote, this is the question we ask, doesn't mean anything. Winters are cold, summers are hot, happens every year. The ones who chose that chose the reciprocal number of 72%. So 7 out of 10 of the people who we polled said they thought it was just regular stuff. Now, here's what I think. I think that the climate is changing. No question. But I also remind people that 10,000 years ago, Ohio was under 5,000 feet of ice. So yes, the planet is warming. Yes, long term, yes, climate is changing. Now, do I believe that human beings are having an effect on that? Are we influencing the climate change? I think, I don't, I've talked to people on both sides. In fact, John Christie, you may remember I interviewed Dr. John Christie, who actually won a Nobel Prize at the same time that Al Gore did for his work on climate change. You know, he's doing measurements just like the other guys are. He says that the Earth is not warming. So, but I do believe that humans, with all of the things that we're doing, we are impacting climate change situation. Now, would it be better if humans weren't polluting as much as we are? Of course it would. But my point is, I've got a problem with two things. Number one, the remedies that have been proposed over the last 10 or 12 years, actually 15 or so years, maybe 20, have been sort of unilateral. What can we do to make the U.S. do all these things, but not so much other countries? So it's been kind of unilateral, as if they were jealous of America, a competitive thing against America. I got a problem with that. So I think that we should not ruin our economy on behalf of the climate change folks. The other thing is that I think that we're going to have to deal with this, folks, in a way that includes alternatives to the current carbon usage that we have. We're burning a lot of carbon these days. We got to come up with some alternatives, and let's do that through the economy. Let's let the economy decide those things. Let's let innovation come up with those alternatives. And when we do that, I think we'll have a cleaner planet and a vibrant economy at the same time. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.